CIA recruitment ad features minority mother discussing being a woman on the protective staff. By Christina Wong on May 10, 2021. The Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, recently released its latest recruitment advertisement featuring a young minority woman talking about being one of a handful of women in her position and struggling with work-life balance as a working mother. In the ad, released Friday, the woman says, "I'm now part of the director's protective staff, which provides armed security to principals under both CIA and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. We've had several principals that were women, some of whom have asked why there aren't any more women on the director's protective staff. I've been able to inspire not only women to pursue DPS, but also people who wouldn't normally consider themselves qualified to be a special agent. The truth is, I haven't learned how to find a balance between my work and personal life. My husband and I have tested the limits to this balancing act, as full-time working parents to two young boys. DPS agents work 24 hours, 7 days a week. I am now a supervisory special agent, held by only a handful of women in the past. I've experienced highs and lows both professionally and personally, but I've learned open and honest communication are undoubtedly the most important factors that have allowed for my truly amazing experiences." The ad is the latest in the CIA's series that critics have slammed as woke. Launched in the last several months under the Biden administration, they feature agents talking about their personal backgrounds and struggles. The ads feature a young black woman, a disabled white woman, a gay white man, and a Latina immigrant mother. "I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise," the Latina woman says in one ad. China and Russia are laughing their asses off watching CIA go full woke. Cisgender. Intersectional. It's like the Babylon Bee is handling CIA's comms. If you think about it, wokeness is the kind of twisted psyop a spy agency would invent to destroy a country from the inside out. Donald Trump Jr., former President Donald Trump's son, tweeted. Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer, tweeted, "The CIA used to be about mission to country. I speak from experience, now it's now about demanding and getting accommodation to fix an emotional wound or advance a personal agenda. America is less safe with this new CIA, and dangerously more political." Former CIA director and former Secretary of State Michael Pompeo said a woman at the CIA told him she appreciated being valued for her work and not her gender. "When I was director of the CIA, we valued individuals based on their talent and skill, not their race or sexuality. I'll never forget what one female analyst said to me, 'Thank you for valuing me for my work. I want my abilities and achievements to define me, not my sexuality,'" he tweeted. The collection of incredibly talented patriots serving America at the CIA is what makes it the best spy agency in the world, and we must continue to recruit the best and brightest. We can't afford to risk our national security to appease some liberal, woke agenda, he added. Even Democrats are criticizing the ads. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, a former CIA official, said Friday on HBO's Real Time that the ads underestimate young people and she did not understand who the ads were trying to target. "As the CIA officer in the room, I watched this a couple days ago and I said, I don't know who they're trying to appeal to. Because the people that I know who are interested in working to serve their country are interested in the mission that is bigger than themselves." She added, "I have a lot of young people who work for me. I spend my time with a lot of young people. And I just think that this misses the mark. I think that they are underestimating the average young person." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.